This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Of course, Craig Hoffman with you, and we will share with you coming up at 5 o'clock some of our conversation during our live WNBA draft show last night with Mystics play-by-play announcer Megan McPeak. Megan joined us right after the Mystics selected Georgia Amor, 6th overall. Amor, long career, successful career at Virginia Tech, and then followed her coach, Kenny Brooks, to Kentucky, where they made another deep NCAA tournament run. And then, obviously, she went into the draft, and here we are, 6th overall pick, Georgia Amor, to the Mystics. And we are lucky enough on the show now to welcome Kenny Brooks in, the head coach at Kentucky, the head of their women's basketball program, and Georgia Amor's coach for, seems like, forever, Kenny. Is it going to be weird for you next year, not having her out there leading your team?
It's going to be very weird, and I'm going to have to get over it, but I think she's in good hands, so I'm very, very excited for her.
Can you take us back? Obviously, you and Georgia have a very special relationship. Sometimes that's just, you know, you have players that come and go. You have relationships with all of them, but there's something about you two and the way that she talked about you at the end of her career and really all along of why she, you know, wanted to follow you to Kentucky, the whole deal. But take us back to the start of that relationship. When did Georgia Amor first come across your desk, whether it was you seeing her play somewhere or someone on your staff being like, hey, we should check out this Australian kid?
Yeah, we were in desperate need of a point guard, and one of my assistants brought her film to me, and they said, take a look at her. I watched her, very intrigued, but really developed a relationship over the phone. And you know, throughout the whole process, it was so impressive because Georgia handled her whole recruitment. You know, there was no scouting services. Her parents weren't involved, and she handled everything, got her film out. So that was, you know, very intriguing because I felt like she was a very mature person for her age. The very first time I saw her in person, I traveled all the way to Belarus, and that's a country right beside Russia. And when I tell you that was the hardest trip I've ever had, but the most rewarding, you know, because I got to see her in person. She moved up our board, recruiting board, and then when she came on campus to Virginia Tech, you know, I just fell in love with her personality, her demeanor, her talent, and the rest is history.
Can you describe for us like who she is as a person? What works so well? I mean, every coach dreams of having their point guard be the extension of them on the floor. What is it about her as a basketball player, her basketball character, but also just her human character that works so well for you too?
Well, first and foremost, she's a great human being. You know, as good as basketball player as she is, she's a 10 times better human being. She's a very, very hardworking player. She leads by example. So when you have your best player who's the first one in the gym, last one to leave, always winning the sprints, always having a great attitude in practice, everyone else is going to follow suit. And then she's the most humble superstar that I've ever been around. You know, she hasn't met a stranger. She wants to make everyone feel comfortable, feel good about themselves, whether they're in the program or, you know, on the outskirts of the program. with support staff or anybody, fans. And that's one of the things that, you know, the Mystics are getting. You know, she's going to bring that fan base in because she's so approachable. And she's going to make you fall in love with her, not only the way she plays, but she's so approachable in any aspect. And that's what's made my programs, you know, great. You know, people have fallen in love with our programs, whether it was at Virginia Tech or here at Kentucky. And she's a big part of it because she's a very humble superstar. And she's going to sign the autographs. She's going to be inspiration to a lot of people. And that's really what made my programs very, very successful over the last 5 years.
Kenny Brooks, head coach of Kentucky, with us here on the Hoffman Show. I think the other thing that's so interesting to me about Georgia, the person, and very much obviously following from afar, you know, you're following these kids on social media and seeing the interviews and all that kind of stuff. But it seemed like even as her star rose, and it especially is rising in the background of NIL becoming what it has become, that she always was someone that seemed to want to bring her teammates along with her, that she was very rarely posting about herself. She's posting about her teammates and other people around the program. Was that something that you think just came natural to her? Was it something that you talked about with her in conversations about leadership? Where does that selflessness, I guess is the word I'll use, come from?
Well, I think you hit it wrong. It's both of them. You know, it's something that's embedded in her. She's very mature. She's had a tremendous upbringing with her family, and they've instilled, you know, great values in her. And then she's also a student of the game. And when I say the game, I'm not just talking basketball. You know, I affectionately call her my mini-me. And, you know, she just really just, you know, has taken upon my personality a little bit. You know, she's watched me. We've done no media training with her. Everything is done organically. She will kill a press conference. If you guys get her on your show, you're going to be wowed by her just because she pays attention. And she really is a caring person. She wants to make sure everyone around her feels good. And that's the job of a point guard. You know, she's a facilitator by nature. So she's going to try to make everyone else around her better. But she carries that with her throughout life. And, you know, whether she's talking to someone that cleans the building, someone who washes the uniforms, she's going to try to make everyone feel very, very important because she's a special person.
Anthony, let's make sure that Georgia's on our list for Media Day this year. Let's make number one on the list. All due respect to Sonia and Kiki, who also seem like wonderful young folks. We love Aaliyah Edwards. We love Shakir Oz. We got Georgia Amor. Kenny Brooks did it for you. You're now number one on our Media Day.
There you go.
On our Media Day list.
I'll give you a quick story. ESPN came here to do a live sports center, and our men were playing Tennessee, and they brought her down on the floor. And the host was asking her questions while he was throwing her passes and she was shooting the basketball. And not only was she crushing the questions, she made 19 out of 20 shots while doing it. And that's just how cool and calm she is under pressure. And it made me so nervous because I had to follow her. And I was like, how am I going to follow that? But that's just the type of person she is. And, you know, Washington got a great point guard, they got a great person, and they got a great person that's going to help the fan base grow and grow and grow.
Did they make you shoot it too, Kenny, or did they just be like, "You coach, you sit right here"?
I made sure we did my segment in the locker room, so I didn't show off the pretty locker room.
Yeah, you didn't want to show her up and make 20 out of 20. Obviously, that's what that was about.
Yeah, there you go.
Kenny,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooks, head coach of Kentucky, with us for another few minutes here, talking about his now former point guard, Georgia Amor, new Mystics draftee, number 6 overall. You know, we talked now for, 8 minutes, Kenny, about who she is as a person. Who is she as a player? What's the scouting report on Georgia Amor?
Well, let me correct you first. She will always be my point guard.
Fair enough.
Just in a different manner.
Fair enough.
Yeah, just in a different manner.
Yeah, for sure.
No, she's special. She's a terrific basketball player, but like I said before, she's a facilitator by nature. So she's one of the best passing players I've ever seen. Some of the ways that she can get a basketball to her teammates in the right pocket at the right time, it will wow you. She's a terrific player. So many people want to judge her height first. If you do that, you're totally missing the boat, because if you're going to measure her height, you need to measure her heart, because she has the biggest heart that I've ever seen. She's a tremendous competitor. When she walks out onto the floor, it doesn't matter who is out there. She thinks she's the best player, and then it's just a matter of her going out and executing and proving that she's the best player. And she's taken us, you know, when we were at Virginia Tech, when I inherited that program, we were in last place in the ACC. And we got to the point with her leadership, she took us to an ACC championship, 2 of them, and a Final Four appearance. And this is this little kid from Ballarat, Australia, who no one had ever heard of. But she believed in herself so much, and she's going to believe in her teammates. And there's nothing that she feels like she can't conquer. And she's made me a better coach. And I hope that I've made her a better player. But we were a great team because we really pushed each other. And this year when we came to Kentucky, it was probably the best thing for her. I know a lot of Hokies won't want to hear that. But she stepped out of the shadows of Elizabeth Kitley. She had to lead a brand new basketball team and a team that she knew nothing about. And I think that's going to pay dividends for her as she walks into Washington not knowing many players, although she's very familiar with Sonia Citron. And for me, I can't be more excited, because before the draft last night, I told Sonia, I said, you are my favorite player other than Georgia Amor. And it would be great if you guys got to play together. And so when Georgia got called and, you know, to play, I think I was probably the most excited person in the building, because now I get to go see 2 of my favorite players play a lot.
Well, first of all, Kenny, if you're up in the area and you're coming here to see them, you better let us know now. Now that we've become best buds here in the last 10 minutes, you got to tell stories and all this kind of stuff on the show. But I was actually going to wrap this up asking about Sonia, because you would have played her in the ACC when she was at Notre Dame. And obviously, you know all these players. I'm sure I could ask you about Kiki, and you know you'd have a file on her too. But with our last minute here, give us the scouting report on Sonia Citron, the person, the player, and why you enjoy her game and her so much.
She is a silent assassin. She's going to go out, and she always makes the right play on both ends of the floor. She has great length, you know, for a guard. Her and Georgia, they're going to be out there playing, and you're not going to know if they're up 20 or down 20, because they're just so even keeled, which is a gift that they both have. And they guarded each other. They really battled against each other. They're fierce competitors. But Sonia Citron was, you know, the glue to Notre Dame's success over the years. She was a big reason that she was a pain in my side. But I like you as a coach, sometimes you just marvel at people, and they just have the it factor. Sonia Citron has the it factor. And, you know, I might get killed for saying this, but I think she's every bit as good as Paige Beckers. I really do. And now she gets an opportunity being the third pick with an opportunity to come in and make a mark on an organization. And I think, you know, she very well could be in the running, both of those kids, her and Georgia, for, you know, rookies of the year.
Well, we certainly hope that is the case here in D.C. That is a big statement. Kenny Brooks, head basketball coach at Kentucky, with us here on the Hoffman Show. And all jokes aside, Kenny, if you're up in the area watching your kids play, watching Georgia play, we'd love to see you up here. And hopefully we'll see you in D.C. at some point this summer.
I'll be there a lot. I really appreciate you guys. Take care of my girl.
We will do our best. Thanks so much, Kenny. That's Kenny Brooks with us here on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Anthony, that soundbite won't get any attention.
Sonia, oh, yeah, it will.
Sonia Citron, I think she's as good as Paige Beckers.
Yep.
Look, I'm very excited to see Sonia Citron play. Paige Beckers is special, special. Kenny Brooks knows a lot more basketball and has forgotten more basketball than I know. But, man, if they have similar careers, I think the Washington Mystics are going to be very, very, very excited about that. Again, thanks to University of Kentucky and their athletic department for hooking us up with Coach Brooks and for Kenny for giving us the time. And who knows? I guess if he's at a game this summer and we're broadcasting live, maybe we'll have Coach Brooks on set with us. That'd be a good time. So we'll see if we can get that squared away this summer. As for the here and now, we like to ask the question on Tuesdays, what else happened this weekend? We typically have one big story that we tackle on Monday. Yesterday, it was the WNBA draft, but all kinds of stuff happened over the weekend all across the world of sports. We haven't had a chance to even talk about the Rory McIlroy story, him winning the Masters, how it went down, pretty crazy. So we'll touch on that before we return to the W draft one final time in the show. Some of our chat with Megan McPeak coming up, the Mystics play-by-play broadcaster who joined us live last night during our live stream. Her reactions to the Mystics' three first-rounders we'll discuss with Megan at 5 o'clock. And then John Kime joins us, take command style at 5:30 here on the Team 980.